Well, we're joined now by the former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett from Jerusalem. Good evening and thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, Anjana.
First of all, the Israeli military are calling this a military operation, but we now know that young people are being killed, four of them under 18. Is that really what the military set out to do, to kill people between the ages of 16 and 18?
Quite the contrary. Actually, all 11 people dead there are militants. The fact that there's young terrorists that decide to hold arms is their responsibility. Look, at the end of the day, over the past year or so, we've had over 50 Israelis murdered, in many cases by terrorists that were sent from Jenin camp, armed, trained, and sent to kill and murder Israelis in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and across Israel. And Jenin has become an epicenter of terror. So we, unfortunately, had to enter this hornet's nest of terror and neutralize the terror. Otherwise, they're going to continue killing us. So, in fact, all the Palestinians that were killed are terrorists in this case.
Terrorists, but children. The Israeli forces are happy to kill children.
You know, it's quite remarkable that you'd say that, because they're killing us. Now, if there's a 17-year-old Palestinian that's shooting at your family, Anjana, what is he?
Under your definition, you are calling them terrorists. The UN are calling them terrorists.
No, I'm actually asking you, what would you call a 17-year-old person with a rifle shooting at your family and murdering your own family? How would you define that person?
We're not talking about that. The UN
children.
The UN has defined them as children, and we know that four people between the ages of 16 and 18 have been killed in this targeted attack. Let's not forget it's a targeted attack. The Israeli forces
are
going
but
in looking
these are
for
terrorists.
These people.
I'm missing something. You know, a 17-year-old terrorist can murder civilians. We've had there's a fundamental difference between what they're doing, which is explicitly and deliberately targeting civilians, and what we're doing, which is targeting terrorists. That's exactly the opposite. We're doing the right thing. They're killing civilians. And the fact that you're creating this moral equivalent, or even worse, I think it's unacceptable.
But isn't it language exactly like this, and actions exactly like the ones that are being taken, that are going to stoke tensions even more? If we're looking for a peaceful solution at any point, surely this, what you're doing in Jenin, and then the retaliatory attacks that we're seeing in Tel Aviv, are not the way forward.
Well, you know, if there were a town of terror, let's say 50 kilometers from London, and on a daily basis from that town, from that center of terror, there'd be civilians, UK civilians, being killed and murdered on the streets of London, I'm sure you'd send forces there. You know, we don't have much of a choice. In fact, the reason that we're seeing this rise in terror in Jenin is because Israel is not in Jenin. We left Jenin about 30 years ago in the early 90s. Israeli soldiers don't run around Jenin. And I guess when we let go of a certain territory, it ultimately becomes a hornet's nest of terror.
So let's look at some of the international reaction to action there. So the US, we know, has said Israel has a right to defend itself, but it's also said it's imperative to take all possible precautions to prevent the loss of civilian life. Can you say with assurance that precautions are being taken to prevent the loss of civilian life?
Absolutely.
But we also know that 3,000 people have been forced to leave Jenin. So they fear for their lives.
I can understand that. And fortunately, these 3,000 civilians are not killed temporarily. They left the center of the camp, not Jenin, they left the camp because the camp has become a terror camp and we have to go in, clean up the terror and leave.
Where are those 3,000 people going to go now?
They're going to find a temporary sanctuary in Jenin, 3,000. Look, this is not something we want to do. You're presenting it as if, you know, we enjoy this entering Jenin. I, as a soldier, as a commander, also served in Jenin. I can promise you, no Israeli soldier, no Israeli mom wants to send their boy into Jenin. We do it because we've got no choice, because they are murdering Israelis on the streets. They're stabbing them, shooting them, blowing up on them. And in fact, today, a terrorist came into Tel Aviv and rammed his car deliberately into about 10 civilians. So that's what's going on. This is asymmetric. We're not targeting civilians. They are only targeting civilians.
You say it's something that you don't want to do, but Israeli politicians have been calling for this action for some time. And let's just, you also say you want to go in and clean it up. But we know that the Jenin Brigades, they may be young, there's many of them, they're disparate, they lack the affiliation of previous organized groups. How can you clean that up?
You're right, it's more complex, but I just want to talk about what you inferred to as the politicians. Make no mistake, I'm not a huge supporter of this government, but I stand behind this government, and all Israelis, left and right, coalition and opposition, stand united behind the security forces of Israel fighting for our own lives. So there's full consensus in Israel that we have to do what we have to do and then get out of there in order to restore security on the streets of Tel Aviv.
And how long will that take?
As long as it's necessary. I hear reports that it's winding down, but you know, if we need a few more days, let it be. We have to defend our own children. I've got four children. They walk on the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and Ra'anana and whatnot, and we got to secure their lives. And if the only way to do it is to go in and hunt down the terrorists who are killing them, so be it.
How will you judge whether the mission has been a success?
Look, I'm not currently the prime minister. I was prime minister until a year ago. Essentially, there's a bunch of parameters. In this case, they were looking for some, I would say, ammunition depots and arms and some terrorists. It was very targeted, almost a tweezer-type attack, very surgical. And once the objectives are achieved, we're going to get out of there.
You've been around politics for a very long time. This is a generational thing. How is it ever going to end?
When they decide that they accept a Jewish state in the land of Israel, it'll end.
Is there something in this action to distract from what else is going on in Israeli politics? We have protests at Ben Gurion Airport about government actions. We have a judicial review. We have Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on trial, on a corruption trial. Is this just something to distract from the other things that are going wrong in Israel right now?
Absolutely not. You know, I myself find myself in some fields opposed to the government and some other fields supportive of a government action. So I'm very specific about the things. But this operation has absolutely nothing to do with politics. I can assure you that the decision-making process in Israel, in the Israeli security cabinet, in the security organizations, IDF, Shin Bet, etc., is 100% about content and not about politics.
Naftali Bennett, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.